weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, around 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 63. We'll see wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the lower 30s. As we head to Sunday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures. We'll see highs at 50 degrees. Right now, it's 52.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new report out by the Environmental Defense Fund shows manufacturers readying to meet the demand for zero-emission trucks in North America. The report finds that manufacturers, through their investment in product plans, recognize the future of the commercial vehicle industry as zero emissions. The study identified that at least 125 zero-emission trucks and bus models are in production, development, or demonstration. Over the last 5 years, sales of zero-emission commercial vehicles have shot up by nearly a factor of 10. There are models for each of the distinct major segments of the heavy truck vehicle market, like transit and school buses, delivery vans, box trucks, and combo trucks. Every major truck and bus manufacturer is developing at least one all-electric vehicle model or part of an industry collaboration to bring zero-emission vehicles to the market. Jason Mathers of the EDF says leading manufacturers are ready to make the trucks and fleets and eager to drive them. He said, now we need bold policy to accelerate that market. The Department of Interior this week has removed the gray wolf from the endangered species list. That signals a successful recovery under the Endangered Species Act. The gray wolf spent more than four decades on the list, with the population now thriving in the lower 48 states. State and tribal wildlife management agencies will now be responsible for the management and protection of the gray wolf. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the action shows careful management and partnerships between Fed and state agencies can result in the successful recovery of a once-threatened species. National Cattlemen's Beef Association said the road to recovery and delisting has been fraught with purely political lawsuits that promoted emotion over fact. The facts, they say, are clear. The gray wolf population is recovering. And the National Association of Conservation Districts President Tim Palmer said its delisting is a credit to the hard work of locally led conservation. The gray wolf has been federally protected under the ESA since 1967. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, Republican candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote on November 3rd. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106. Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been an unusually dry summer and fall, and going into the wintertime, many of the farmers seem to be very appreciative for some of the rain that's been received over the last couple of days for their wheat crops.
We're certainly thankful for the moisture that came this week to give us a shot at putting this crop in the best position that we can as winter approaches.
That was Greg Rule, the president and CEO of Service Tech on KSN News. Agronomists also say that the moisture will have a benefit in keeping the soil from blowing and protecting the crops while holding up vital nutrients in the ground, along with salvaging many fields that many for some have been damaged caused by the drought. In other news, the state's largest utility company wants to charge customers with solar panels $25 a month, even if their homes pull almost no electricity from the grid. KAKE News reports that Evergy has announced that even if the courts and regulators reject the idea, their backup proposal would charge all customers, not just those harvesting power from their roofs and solar panels, a minimum of $35 a month just for plugging into the system. Mid-America Network News.
Here. I'm talking about the monster savings at Rusty Eck Ford, of course. Over 400 new Fords have deals worth screaming about. You'll be full of delight driving one of our powerful and rugged trucks, like our Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun! And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes, and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. For salable select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire on October 31st, 2020.
A nursing home where every resident has tested positive for the coronavirus in a rural Kansas county with the state's highest infection rate has been warned that federal officials are moving to remove it from the Medicare program, putting its funding at risk. The lack of masks among workers at the Andby home in Norton was cited this week in a scathing Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services report. The agency said the facility faces nearly a $15,000 in fines and that it will lose Medicare funding effective November 18th. 61 residents of the home and about 36 staff members have been infected and 12 have died. And the Kansas Bureau of Investigation say a 32-year-old Arkansas man who died during a law enforcement pursuit last week shot himself. The KBA said on Thursday that an autopsy determined that Wesley Jordan of Hot Springs, Arkansas, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Independence in southeast Kansas. The chase began on Friday after a reported robbery at the inn in Coffeyville. Authorities say Jordan and Kansas Highway Patrol troopers exchanged gunfire during the pursuit. When the chase ended, Jordan got out of the vehicle and officers fired at him. No officers were injured in the event. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Searchers were unsuccessful in the latest search for an 8-year-old girl who's been missing since she was swept away on the Platte River this summer. A search and rescue team from Kearney searched Tuesday and Wednesday of this week for Therese Price, who disappeared on the river at Schramm Park near Gretna back in June. Since the girl went missing, Sarpy County Sheriff's deputies have been on the river 32 times, and Nebraska Parks officers have searched 44 times. The board that predicts Nebraska tax revenue raised its estimates for the current fiscal year and the following 2 years. The Nebraska Economic Forecasting Advisory Board projected that the state will collect an additional $285 million in the current fiscal year beyond what state officials had expected. The board predicted that the state government will receive an extra $118 million in the next fiscal year that starts July 1st of 2021. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Waiting for the best time to get a new truck or SUV? That time is now. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com, where you'll save big on the full lineup of 2019 and 2020 Ford models. Like the completely redesigned Escape and Explorer, the powerful Edge, the roomy Ford Expedition, or America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Buy now to get the absolute best deal on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including all the technology and safety features to keep you in command and in control, from the driveway to the highway. Buy now and earn low financing on your next great Ford. Go anywhere, do anything, and bring everyone. There's no time like now, because these great deals won't be around forever. Don't wait. Get to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com today. Best-selling truck paint based on 2019 CY sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual enrollment period for Medicare Part D runs through December 7. All Medicare beneficiaries are encouraged to have their Part D plans reviewed to see if there is a less expensive plan available for medications. RSVP volunteers will be available, and you can make an appointment at any time. Evening appointments will be available also. Please call ahead. On or before the day of your appointment, please bring a list of all your medications from your pharmacy. Also, bring your Medicare card. And if you need help understanding details, feel free to bring a family member along. RSVP is practicing social distancing by making appointments in person, with a barrier, or over the phone. Anyone from any county in Kansas is welcome to make an appointment. Phone the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. River Valley Extension District also reminds Washington County residents they have senior health insurance counselors available for appointment. Contact Monica Thayer or Jordan Schutte at the Extension office. Marysville USD 364 School Board October meeting included discussion of a proposed contract with the city of Marysville for use of the tennis courts. An increase to $1,200 annually was approved for a two-year term, but drew comment that district facilities, including the walking tracks, are available from the district to the public at no charge. Early voting for the upcoming general election concludes Monday at noon for Kansas residents who may still vote in person at county clerk's offices. That deadline for Nebraska residents is Monday at 5. Gage County Clerk Dawn Hill.
Our early voting will continue through Monday till 5 o'clock, and they can vote early at the Gage County Clerk's office, and that is on the second floor, west end of the hall in the courthouse.
Polling locations will then be open Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for local, state, and national races. Marshall County Deputy Clerk Samantha Jackson will join Washington County Clerk Diane Swanda and Gage County's Dawn Hill on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. Jackson suggested COVID protocols.
This year, due to COVID-19, there are special protocols in place at voting locations. Social distancing will be implemented while in line and while voting. Hand sanitizer will be available. Masks are recommended but not required. If you would like a mask while waiting, masks will be provided. We will also have poll workers behind plexiglass for safety.
Marianne I. Luters, age 88, of Beatrice, formerly of Bremen, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Sunday, 1:30 at St. Paul Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery, Bremen. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marianne Luters.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
At the Astro 3 Theater, we're back to showing movies every day. Starting October 30th, see the scary movie Come Play, just in time for Halloween. And the romantic comedy The Broken Hearts Gallery, both rated PG-13. Make sure and bring your 2020 Family's First coupons with you. You get double free stuff until the end of the year. And check out the new 2021 punch cards. You get 2 free tickets and 10 drinks or popcorns for only $20. New movies with friends and family at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are finally seeing quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest after an active week of rain showers and some areas of wintry weather. It looks like we'll see sunny skies for this Friday, dry weather for tonight, and it looks like a beautiful Halloween as we head into tomorrow. We do have a low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. A dry cold front will push through Saturday night, bringing us cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday, but we are going to see a nice warm up, especially as we head into Tuesday and the middle of next week with still dry conditions. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower to mid 60s. And tomorrow night, clear, lower 30s. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 62, recent record high 79 in 1990. The average low 39, record low of 20 set in 1991. Sunrise this morning 7:54, sunset this evening 6:25.
Millions of us will include our pets in this weekend's Halloween fun. A few words of caution today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 30th, the 304th day of the year. Actor Henry the Fonz Winkler has a birthday, and Orson Welles' radio drama The War of the Worlds was first broadcast on this night in 1938. It's hard to resist including Fluffy and Fido in the costume fun on Halloween, but they probably don't enjoy it as much as you do. If you must dress up your pets, keep in mind this advice from the American Humane Society. Avoid tying anything around their necks, which could pose a choking hazard. Don't drape them in costumes that hang to the ground. They're bound to stumble in them. Let your animal be the judge. If they find a costume too stressful, don't force it. And one more tip about pets and Halloween, candy can be toxic and wrappers are choking hazards, so keep them away from the treats. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Iowa State learned in an opening home loss to Louisiana Lafayette that you can't overlook anybody in college football, especially in such a bizarre season as this one. Maybe that's why Cyclones coach Matt Campbell made winless Kansas sound like the best of Clemson and Alabama rolled into one this week. Number 23 Iowa State may be a massive favorite, but Campbell isn't about to let his players believe it will be an easy win. Iowa State is 13-1 in league play, while Kansas is 0-5 overall. The Big Ten has denied Nebraska's request to play a non-conference game to replace its originally scheduled game with Wisconsin. Saturday's game against the Badgers canceled because Wisconsin had a spike in COVID-19 cases. Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green and Athletic Director Bill Moose released a joint statement saying the school had explored the possibility of securing another opponent. Officials say they...
Get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun! And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Egg Ford or RustyEggFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. Selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XFT stock 2TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Act discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire on October 31st, 2020.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid knows one of the intriguing subplots on Sunday when Kansas takes on New York will be running back Le'Veon Bell's first shot at his former team. The two-time All-Pro joined the Chiefs after a rather acrimonious split with the Jets a couple of weeks ago. Bell had a get-your-feet-wet game against the Broncos last weekend. He could have a much bigger role when the Super Bowl champs face the winless Jets at Arrowhead Stadium this Sunday. So on the docket this weekend for Kansas sports, we've got college football. The K-State Wildcats taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. That game kicks off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Also at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Iowa State Cyclones and the KU Jayhawks. And as we mentioned on Sunday, it's the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the New York Jets. That game will kick off at high noon. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great weekend.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard for Thursday night playoffs. Frankfort defeats Lakeside Downs 60-14. Hanover beat Osborne 56-6. Axtell came from behind to defeat Thunder Ridge 42-40. Clifton Clyde blanks Bennington 46-0. And Onega falls to Beloit St. John Stipton 50-14. And that's a look at your high school football scoreboard for Thursday night playoffs on KNDY. The Frankfort Wildcats had not played since October 2nd, but showed little rust as Caden Dollinghouse and Ethan Armstrong each scored 3 touchdowns and Gavin Cornelison added 2 scores as the Wildcats cruised to a 60-14 playoff victory over Lakeside in a game that ended 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the fourth quarter Thursday night. A fumble recovery that led to a Lakeside touchdown was the only score for the Knights in the first half, where Frankfort led 38-8 at the break. Lakeside scored on their first possession of the second half, but the Wildcats responded with 3 more scores to end the game with a 60-14 win. Frankfort improves to 5-1 on the year and advances to the second round of the playoffs, where they will take on Beloit St. John's Tipton next Friday. The Blue Jays defeated Onega 50-14. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Friday football action, Marysville hosting Colby, 6 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County at Little River, 7 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5. Valley Heights game, canceled due to COVID. Centralia has a bye in the first round. Hanover Lady Wildcats are top seed in the Division 2A state volleyball tournament. That gets underway Saturday at Emporia. Hanover with matches at 10:45, 11:45, and 12:45 in pool play.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Create a focal point in the fall garden with the stately lion's tail. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This South African native plant, also known as lion's ear, grows 3 to 6 feet tall in a single season. Start seeds indoors in early spring, or plant seeds directly in the garden shortly before the average date of the last spring frost. Grow it in a sunny location with well-drained soil. Once established, lion's tail is drought tolerant. The clusters of fuzzy reddish-orange tubular flowers attract bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. Lion's tail is hardy in zones 9 to 11. Flowers spring through late fall and may remain green in frost-free areas. They can be overwintered indoors in areas where they're not hardy. The plants reseed, although this species of Leonotus has not been found invasive in North America. Always check for invasive issues before adding any plants to your garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
There aren't too many peaceful stories about gangsters, but in a moment you'll hear one. A story of how one American city, in a sense, offered those ruthless men a chance to have a vacation. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans
veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA home loan benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Many people have traveled to Hot Springs, Arkansas over the years for its well-known baths and the nice climate. But Orville Albritton says the climate was also right for another group of men who once frequented here.
They could come here and would not be disturbed as long as they didn't disturb the local people.
Albritton is referring to gangsters. During the early 1900s, rivals came here to enjoy golf, fish, and go to nightclubs. In a way, it seemed to be a vacation spot from being a gangster. Although the gangs remained civil, they did keep their distance, regularly keeping rooms at two prominent hotels in town.
Sometimes they would rent an entire floor of the Arlington Hotel, and generally the Southside mobsters would stay at the Arlington, and Capone's room was on the fourth floor. He could look out and see the Southern Club across the street. The Northside gangsters would stay up at the Majestic Hotel.
On occasion, though, the two groups would show up at the same place. One notable time was a wrestling event at the Old City Auditorium.
The police were really nervous about these two groups getting together. And the story is that they put two boxes, one on each side of the door, and made the gangsters put their guns like the Old West in one box or in the other, depending on which gang.
During the time the gangsters frequented Hot Springs, there was very little trouble. Today, you can still see the suite where Al Capone used to stay, and the local historical society keeps his chair that he sat in the corner of the old Southern Club to keep an eye on all that transpired. Traveling the countryside in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community, while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
Handmade clothing is a treasure, especially if the fiber comes from your animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Spin your own yarn with a bit of practice and a couple of tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Animal fiber into yarn is an age-old practice. Wool from sheep and alpacas, angora from rabbits, and cashmere from goats can provide clothing for your family or to sell to others. Kathleen Maurer and her husband, Kerry, raise sheep near Stanley, New Mexico, and she is accomplished in fiber arts. She says for someone who wants to learn how to spin, sheep wool is the easiest to start with.
We take it off the sheep, and then we go through a process of washing it. And then combing. There's two different ways you can kind of prepare it, with wool combs or with wool cards. And then once you get the wool combed or carded, then it's ready to spin.
Maurer says a spindle is an inexpensive tool for beginners learning how to spin. You can find one for about $20. Spinning wheels make the process go faster, but they're much pricier at hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All you need is a tool to add a twist to the fiber as you pull it out a little bit at a time from a clump of wool. This process is called drafting.
As you pull the fibers out from the supply of wool, they kind of line up, and then you twist them, and that's what forms the yarn. If you want to have a two-ply or a three-ply yarn, you ply the yarn, twisting the singles next to each other, going the other direction, and that's what makes a thicker yarn.
Maurer says even though the process is very easy, it's something you have to master with practice. She recommends going to spinning classes or having someone work with you. But once you've got it down, sky's the limit on what you can create. Learn more about making your own yarn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What a friend. Okay, I'll admit it. I don't love going to the gym. But here's one thing I've learned. The more I work out, the more likely I'll continue to do it. And then I see results. More muscle, more strength. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, building your generosity muscle works the same way. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. So maybe you want to volunteer or give, but you're not sure how to begin. Here's my advice. Start small. Just commit to one day or even 1 hour each month. Take a step of faith and give a financial donation. It doesn't have to be huge. Once you start, though, you'll probably find you want to do more, just for the sheer joy it brings you. God tells us to share what we have with others, whether it's our time, our talent, or treasures. So start building your generosity muscle today, and you'll find you can live a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
KNDY.
A new book suggests that farming is in trouble, and the author blames politics and big agribusinesses. You'll hear from him today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tom Philpott is a former farmer and now writes about food and agriculture for Mother Jones magazine. He's also the author of a new book called Perilous Bounty. In it, Philpott positions farmers as being at the mercy of politics and big business.
We know what to do. It's just sort of, you know, basically diversification. The real problem is political and political economy and how to, you know, get past these giant lobbies. I am terrified of the economic crisis that I think is coming, but I'm hopeful that we'll figure out. We have the tools and the means to get beyond it as a society and actually emerge from it stronger as a society.
Philpott allows that other influences to agriculture are playing as well.
If the pandemic weren't happening, I feel like the big story of 2020 would be the climate ravages that we're seeing every day. I mean, this would be yet another year when the climate crisis is becoming impossible to ignore. And I think that is happening, but I think that our attention is pulled away both by the pandemic and the wild politics coming out of Washington.
Perilous Bounty is available from online and local booksellers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I'm not afraid to have the hard conversations necessary to move productive legislation forward in Topeka. I have experience as a leader who can resolve issues with people of opposing ideas. I will work and listen in order to create sustainable solutions. I am asking for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Hello and good Friday. I'm Sim Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. When we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he says soaring pork exports are helping keep United States producers in business.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. That's the word Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes uses to describe how well U.S. pork exports are doing. He told a pork webinar put on by AgriPulse that despite the COVID-19 disruptions to pork processing earlier this year, despite the general global economic downturn, U.S. pork exports are, again,
extraordinary,
running well ahead of last year. USDA Undersecretary for Trade Ted McKinney told the webinar that USDA is forecasting for all of this year that pork exports will be
16% higher by volume
than last year.
And Dermot Hayes says
the exports are taking our surplus production and impacting prices in a way that may help save many producers.
North Carolina producer Jan Archer says for her and most producers,
export markets are the difference between us staying in business or us going out of business.
Now, in other news, more than half of the U.S. is experiencing a drought as La Nina favors warmer and drier weathers across much of the country. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows much of the drought west of the Mississippi River and extends into Illinois and Indiana, as well as the Northeast. Drought conditions cover 91% of the 11 states in the West, as determined by the drought monitor, with extreme drought conditions covering 40% of the region. That drought expands into the West Texas and Plains states. Drought conditions over roughly 98% of the High Plains states and 35% of the Midwest. The Southeast, including Louisiana, are largely sparred from drought conditions, but are at a cost of an active hurricane season. Earlier this month, experts say they are expecting La Nina to expand and intensify the drought across the country. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Waiting for the best time to get a new truck or SUV? That time is now. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com, where you'll save big on the full lineup of 2019 and 2020 Ford models. Like the completely redesigned Escape and Explorer, the powerful Edge, the roomy Ford Expedition, or America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Buy now to get the absolute best deal on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including all the technology and safety features to keep you in command and in control, from the driveway to the highway. Buy now and earn low financing on your next great Ford. Go anywhere, do anything, and bring everyone. There's no time like now, because these great deals won't be around forever. Don't wait. Get to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com today. Best-selling truck paint based on 2019 CYC.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A two-month campaign launched by one of South Korea's largest sandwich chains is showcasing pulled pork and increased overall usage of U.S. pork. With funding from the National Pork Board, United Soybean Board, and USDA's Market Access Program, as well as the Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, the USMEF is teaming up with Subway Korea to promote the KBBQ sandwich. It's a pulled pork sandwich featuring U.S. pork and a special Korean-style barbecue sauce developed by the chain. The new sandwich was launched in September and available in 406 Subway stores around the country until the end of this month. And although there are many big weather stories this week, one headliner is the winter-like storm in the center of the country. Stephanie Ho with more.
Where should one start when talking about this week's agricultural weather?
Probably the best place to talk about first is what's going on across the southern Great Plains and extending westward into southern portions of the Rockies. Even though the calendar still says October, we have a very much winter-like storm that is evolving across that region.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
I'll start with the good news, and that is we're getting some drought relief. Winter grains rangeland pastures that have been suffering now without a single drop of rain for the better part of 6 weeks or more are finally getting substantial moisture.
At the same time, there's been an ice storm and freezing rain in the southern plains.
So some of the bad things with this, obviously we've got the short-term travel disruptions, significant increase in livestock stress, and for unharvested crops like cotton, this adverse weather is not favorable for the quality of the crop.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about what you have a responsibility to do next week. Get out and vote.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
If you are an American citizen, you have a very important responsibility next week on Tuesday. So be sure to get out and cast your ballot on Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to finally putting an end to the commercials on television that, regardless of the level of the election, are either the worst people we know or the best people we know, depending on the commercials. But the opportunity that we were given by the writers of the Constitution to pick our leadership is important. And I don't know if this is the most important election we've ever held, because that's one of the leads on just about every commercial message that says get out and vote, because I think every election is very important, particularly to the future of our country. So not only will I enjoy getting rid of the political commercials, but I will also enjoy getting rid of emails from you asking me, what did you think of the debate on television? Who are you going to vote for? I will never tell you who I will vote for, and that goes back to my childhood days and a rule that my father made on election day. Regardless of your age, that rule was there are two things you never discuss with friends or family. Number one, religion. Number two, who you are voting for in the election. I have followed those rules ever since, and I will never share with you or anybody else who I voted for in the election. But it will determine, to a great extent, the future of our country. So not only is it a privilege, but it is a responsibility that every citizen should abide by on Election Day. That will be next week. Oh, let me talk about something else I talk about every year at this time. Daylight saving time. We'll be falling back 1 hour if you are in a part of the United States that observes daylight saving time. And again, my dad had another saying about daylight saving time. We don't get another hour of sunlight. We just get a different time on our clock. And that way we can't make sunshine, but we can rearrange our schedule to do what we have to do during the days of daylight. I think we'd be better off if we had no standard time the year round. But I'm certainly in the minority on that one. So, get out and vote and move your clock back 1 hour. That's National Farm Report for today, a presentation of NextStar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Touch your machinery engines and listen to them. Paying attention to noise, vibration, and harshness can help you determine engine condition on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It's about time. Blighted Planting, new Zyway 3D fungicide from FMC, delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind in-furrow Zyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Machinery talks to you. Are you listening? Listen to engines when they're operating and touch them. Noise, vibration, and harshness, or the lack of, are good indicators of reliability. They can help you make comparisons between brands or models and possibly determine life expectancy. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says just by using your ears and your hands, an engine should speak quality to you.
Even if you're not a machinery person, you could glean what sounds very nice and very smooth. And then also, if applicable, you want to be able to touch something and you want to feel how much vibration or lack of vibration is in it. The less vibration there is, the better the quality. Because keep in mind that when anything mechanical that rotates or reciprocates has vibration, that creates an excessive amount of wear.
Bohax says when comparing machines, tools, or engines for purchase, a low level of noise, vibration, and harshness usually comes with a higher price tag because it's costly in relative terms to quell them. On day one, when you acquire a piece of equipment, listen to and feel it so you have a baseline to go from.
And then you could say to yourself down the road, geez, yeah, this is starting to sound a little bit funnier. It's sounding differently than it did before. And that would be the trigger for you to start to investigate and see what's going on. And then also, at that particular point, a good tool to use is an infrared temperature gun, non-contact thermometer, which usually if something is starting to fail, it'll have elevated heat.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about evaluating noise, vibration, and harshness in engines and machinery at agriculture.com.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2021 Chevy Colorado. Four-wheel drive, it's a Z71, the Midnight Edition. As well, a 2020 Chevy 1500 LTZ Z71. And a 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax LT. It's also a Z71. New pickups at the Nordis Motor Company.
Hello and good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point, still more of the same, slightly mixed in the grains and a mixed to mostly higher day in the livestock as October live cattle now down 30 cents at 105.97. December and the rest of the complex mostly higher. December up 40 at 108.37. Triple digit jump for the feeder cattle. November feeders up 117 at 136.90. January's up a full $2 at 133.30. Lean hogs are mostly higher today as well. December hogs up 60 cents at 66.22. February's up 70 at 66.30. A mostly lower day now in the grains as December corn has turned negative, down half a cent at 3.98 a bushel. March and the rest of the complex mostly higher. March up 1 1/4 to 4.02 and 3/4. The wheat complex with quite a bit of pressure. December Kansas City wheat's down 4 1/4 to 5.37 and 3/4. March to 5.44 and 3/4. That's down 4 1/4. November December soybeans also down half a cent at 10.51 and a quarter, but mostly higher beyond that. January up 1.5 at 10.52. December soybean oil also up 23 points at 33.29, but December soy meal has turned down 60 at 376.30. Cotton complex also negative today. December cotton down 109 at 68.73. Energy markets are lower, with crude oil down 80 cents at 35.37 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses a fractional cent back down to 104 a gallon. Heating oil down 1 to 107, and natural gas is actually slightly higher at 330. A brief look at the stock markets here during the midday. The Dow down 357 at 26,301. The S&P's down 58 at 3,251. And the NASDAQ down 306 at 10,879. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update and all other market information here on this Friday, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
They're here. I'm talking about the monster savings at Rusty Eck Ford, of course. Over 400 new Fords have deals worth screaming about. You'll be full of delight driving one of our powerful and rugged trucks, like our Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun! And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. For sale of selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XFT Stock 2TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck Discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Office expire on October 31st, 20...
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.